Hello, everybody. This is your Alabama Mammy coming to you live from the middle of the cornfield. And this is the perfect example of knowing when to run. The other night, me and my neighbor had put our heads together and was trying to get this computer fixed that I've been working on. And he normally, I don't care how many times that he has been in and out, he still knocks every time that he comes to the door because he just lives right across the street. And he's a techie like me, so we get involved in deep discussions about computers and helping each other out, you know. So, anyways, he had went to his house to see if he had some memory sticks, you know. And next thing you know, he just comes flying up in the house. He's white as a ghost and just panting for breath. I'm like, what is wrong with you, Jeremy? And he's like, man, I was running from coyotes. And the first thing that popped in my head was Hispanics, you know, running across the border. Because, like, you know, you just don't talk about coyotes that much. And if you do, it's coyotes that's helping people cross the border, okay? Or in my world, anyway. Anyways, I'm like, coyotes? And he's like, man, he said, I got like midway of my yard. And he said, I heard this. Oh! He said, he turned around and looked, and he seen the shadows, like, because the moon was pretty bright the night I'm in question. And he said he could see the shadows of like 10 coyotes. And I'm like, were they really chasing me? He said, I don't know, man. I didn't give them time to look and find out. He said, when I heard the yelp and I turned around and seen what I saw, he said, I just took off like a shot of lightning. He said, I'm not going back out there. You got me for the night now. Poor dude is just white as a piece of cotton. I knew that there had been well, I didn't realize they were that many, but I know they run in packs like wolves. But, yeah, we've got a huge pack of coyotes running in our neighborhood. And, of course, I live in the cornfield. I live out in the boondocks away from the city, you know. It's not that far from town, but it's still, it's far enough to where we have all kind of creatures running around. But I just wonder what we could actually do about them, or if there is anything that we could do, because that's pretty damn scary knowing that if I go outside in my yard that I could possibly be attacked and killed by these damn things. I know I need to invest in a gun because I'm kind of afraid to go outside now at night. I mean, even though my car is just parked, you know, just a few steps away from the porch, I'm still not looking forward to walking outside in the dark. So, what do y'all suggest? I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know what to do about dealing with these things, or who would I even call? The game warden? Or, you know, I don't know. We live right on the edge of Lake Gunnersville State Park. And so I'm sure, I know that that pack of coyotes, because I've heard them several times, you know, at night, when I go outside to get in my car, if I'm going out to get something out of my car, whatever, you know, I've heard these coyotes howling, but I didn't realize they were that close. So what would y'all suggest? I don't know. This is a perfect example, though, of knowing when to run, huh? I'll talk to y'all later. Have a good morning and a good week next week. See y'all.